Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from SD MGTOW, and here's what he has to say. Hello Sandman, I found an article and thought you might base an episode off of it. The woman in it became depressed as the number of guys asking her out began to decrease as she reached the age of 30. Instead of attributing the decrease to her declining marketplace value and degraded fertility, she figured it was due to her using the wrong dating strategy. So she began using the 333 strategy, which is based on her dating three guys at the same time, playing them against one another, and making them all wait 3 months to touch her. The strategy has not resulted in any marriage or long-term relationships, but she did get a Newsweek article out of it. I wonder if this is the future of the dating world. Desperate cat-herding women living their lives like a dating reality show for media spectacle instead of dates. I'm interested in your thoughts. Keep up the good work. Signed, SD MGTOW. Single dad happily going his own way since being raped by California divorce courts many years ago. Well, SD MGTOW, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Haifa Barbari, the woman in this article, is way past the age of 30. She looks to be in her mid-40s. Also, she didn't actually get an article out of the story. She wrote the article herself and probably paid Newsweek for the privilege. Because if you read the article all the way to the bottom, and you're emotionally invested, you'll see a link to Herb's self-coaching app. The article is all about social proof that her 333 system works. This article reminds me of ones that are typically done by real estate agents in the markets. A so-called expert in their field writes an article, so you'll hire them. And therefore, if people read the article, it's like social proof. Remember that Newsweek and the legacy media in general are dying and losing viewers. Even paying $100 for someone to write a short article is getting too much for them. So an author that pays for the privilege to write an article about her so-called dating strategy app for women works out better for them. This woman Haifa is hilarious, because she believes that not giving a man a commitment for 3 months is going to work. I guess she's never heard of the term that women are the gatekeepers of sex and men are the gatekeepers of commitments. I guess she wants to be the gatekeeper of both. But being in her mid-40s, she's rapidly starting to resemble the crypt keeper. But I also didn't read anywhere that she doesn't let guys touch her. Do you really think those guys she's dating are sticking around for 3 months waiting to stick it in her? Forget about it. If they are, then they're the mega simps. They'd have to be to wait around 3 months for what looks like a 45-year-old woman. I'll discuss more about this disgusting mess in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hex. No, not the Hex girls from Scooby-Doo, but Hex the cryptocurrency. It was up 40 times higher in October of 2021 when compared to October 2020. Buying and holding Bitcoin should be the backbone of any cryptocurrency portfolio. But if you're going to speculate on altcoins like Dogecoin, then consider Hex too. The longer you stake, the more you make. This is not financial advice, so please do your own research before buying any crypto assets. You can purchase it from a crypto exchange. The instruction link is down below. Anyways, now back to a middle-aged MILF trying to make it big in the dating app world clown world show. So Haifa's 333 rule sounds very similar to the 666 rule. The women want a man that's 6 feet tall, that makes 6 figures, and has a 6-inch swing. Creating the new 333 rule allows her to distance herself and other women from that old 666 rule. If someone says that women actually have the 666 rule, she can say she doesn't believe in it. And the women actually now believe in the 333 rule instead. It's a way for them to hide their hypergamy behind some overpriced coaching app and dating philosophy. According to Haifa, her 33's rule gives a man a 3-strikes-and-you're-out policy. Meaning that what she's saying is that a man's worthiness is based on his character and behavior and not appearance. The shit is piling up so high here that we need a dump truck to haul it all away. In black pill circles, there was an experiment where they set up a profile of a guy. It was a child-molesting ex-con that was attractive to women, and they found him hot and couldn't stop contacting him. He got 100 times more action than average-looking guys on Tinder. So a macho-looking man beats a modest moral man any day in the sexual marketplace. I'm also glad that someone in the comments section under the Newsweek article called Haifa out on her slutty behavior. A guy named Steve said this, and I quote, "You do realize your version of relationship success is a few months of sex with several different men until you find the right all-around mate, and just start seeing each other exclusively for a few more months, right? Dating apps are here to stay, and I admit, a million times easier to meet someone, and that's a plus and a negative. When we're young, we date because we're attracted to someone and have fun. But as we get older, we add a whole list of things that need to be checked off, from children to finances, careers, and housing conditions. But what you found is, while you were actually dating just three and swapping DNA with each 4 to 5 times a week, you realize this is a dead-end street. You can do this until you're 90 years old and never actually be in a relationship. But on the other side of that table, the man is thinking the same thing. Looking for Miss Perfect is not easy. So bouncing around 80 different women in 5 years will do for now. While you're out to date him, he's peeking on his dating app, looking to set up the next round with a new exciting romper room adventure. First sign of trouble and out the door she goes. Relationships mean compromise, and we don't do much of that when we have 1,000 options, unquote. Steve hits the nail on the head. If sex is no longer scarce, then commitment doesn't matter, because what you have is easily replaced. I got bored of dating apps because I knew within a week or two I could have a girlfriend. In high school, I was lucky enough to get 2 girlfriends a year and never knew when women would pick me. Overall, the dating apps might have been really good for myself and Steve, but there's now greater scarcity for more guys, but less scarcity if you're in demand. Apps amplify your sexual marketplace value either to the upside or the downside. For women, they amplify the willingness of men to either commit or not commit to them. Haifa is probably a woman that's bitter about not getting commitment from men. So what she's saying is that you can't say no to commitment because I said no first. Or if you want my commitment as a woman, you as a man are going to have to outcompete these other 3 men that I'm banging right now. You have to prove that you're the best of 3 cucks. Her 3 strikes and you're out of their batter's box policy is there to make a man stay sharp, on his best behavior and on his tippy toes. What can bother her about you is arbitrary and out of your control. Haifa's 3-3s rule is all about giving women the power to sleep around dumb men for not living up to their arbitrary standards and putting a time limit on dating to make it easier for her to dump a guy. He has all the information up front and the music is turned on and now he has to dance. Haifa doesn't want a family. In fact, she dumped a man that wanted to have children with her. She was just wasting that man's time. She just bounces around from fling to fling or one short-term relationship to the next, and it sounds to me like she fancies herself some sort of dating guru and technology entrepreneur. The point of the article is to promote her dating strategy so she can get clients in a well-concealed ad for her self-coaching app. The end of the article says this, and I quote, Haifa Barbary is a dating wellness coach and the founder of the self-coaching app, Be What Matters. You can find out more at bewhatmatters.co and follow Barbary on Instagram. So you see, folks, it's all about boosting those 2,500 Instagram followers that she has, helping her business grow and possibly putting herself in front of more men so that she gets more high-quality men contacting her so she has more guys to jump through her 3-3-3 hoops. But then when they date her, she can say she's not a slut, but this is just her mating strategy to sleep with 3 men at the same time. Those cucks that get to feast on her cooch must be lucky. They get to roll the dice not knowing if they're diving into a hot tub full of gonorrhea each time. But to be fair, I did this whole 3-3-3 strategy back in my mid-20s. I was dating 3 women at the same time over the span of 3 months, until I found the best one. This is in the days before cell phones, and it was a lot easier to manage because I came home and checked my phone messages, and then was strategic in my responses as to where I was when each girl asked. The only way to do it now is to bring everything out into the open, and tell each person that you're dating the others. 20 years ago, Haifa might have been practicing her 3-3-3 strategy, but she never would have told anyone. It's a good strategy because when you're dating 3 different people at the same time, you can compare them to the others in real time, and you get to decide which is the best, and you know that conclusively. There's nothing new about dating multiple people at the same time. It's called spinning plates, but in this case, it's spinning plates to get a monogamous relationship. The idea is that if Haifa is dating 3 guys that all know about each other, then they'll feel that she has greater value than she really has, because she has more options. She's a woman trying to play the whole male mating strategy, and now she's trying to trick other women into doing it as well. Spinning plates definitely has its purpose if you're trying to get monogamy. But with Haifa, I see it just as her projecting that she's a high-value female and playing the part of the female chameleon. She's showing that she's a higher-value player because she's looking for a man that's also a higher-value player. But odds are such a man won't actually want her for a long-term relationship. Because if he did, she would have actually found him by now. That guy that wanted to have kids with her, she should have queefed out his cooch critter, and then she'd have a family and commitments. But it doesn't sound like she wants that. She's promoting the idea that other women in their 30s and 40s should consider riding the cock carousel all the way into their depends years. Sure, it might be fulfilling for her, but for the majority of women out there, they don't actually want this. They want a family. That's probably why she mentioned that her strategy gave her the option to have a family, but that she just didn't take it. I don't really know how old she is, either that she's minimum age of 36 or 37 based on the article, but I think with the bangs under her eyes, necklines, and tons of makeup and crow's feet around her eyes, she looks like she's in her early to mid-40s. Sure, she's going to get a man interested in her, but as she describes in her article, it's mostly guys looking for short-term flings. But that seems to be okay for her because she says that she's looking for the same. SD MGTOW used the other part of your donation, which is generous, to cover the Johnny Depp Amber Heard court case, which will probably come out way before this video. I just knew I had to make something when Depp said that Amber uses face as an ashtray. That really disturbed me that Depp was insinuating that she was burning his face. Who does something like that to another human being? Also, her weird mirroring of the way he dressed was rather strange. One day, Johnny Depp would put on a specific suit or outfit, and the next day, Amber would go out and put on the similar one. I think she's trying to get on his nerves. They were a strange couple to begin with because who records their partner's words all the time during fights? It just doesn't seem normal to me at all. Why exactly were they recording these words? I don't know. Maybe they were doing it so they could blackmail each other in front of family and friends with those recordings if they each didn't give the other what they wanted. Maybe it was Johnny that started recording first, and then like the clothing copycat situation, she started copying him as well. Who knows? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to SD MGTOW for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Amber Heard smashed Johnny Depp's face and then uses an ashtray. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the crazy female chameleon actresses that get to smack around and Me Too famous male actors and get them canceled, but they get to keep their careers away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.